It's slightly different than what we did with the first one. There's actually two steps, and on the press release that went out, and we also have a link to that on our Facebook page. Step one is that individuals are required to get a vaccine navigator ID number, and on the link on our Facebook page, we do have a link to a website where they can go to get that ID number. There is also a telephone number that if someone doesn't have access to the internet or a computer, there's a telephone number that they can do that as well. So they need that ID number in the Vaccine Navigator program. And then step two then is then there's another registration link where they can go in and they can actually use that ID number. They would have to have that and then can select the appointment time that they want. So this is a little bit different than what we had to do the first time because it's requiring two steps. So to first get that ID number and then register for the appointment. And we certainly can help individuals if they have any questions or concerns. We're more than happy to try to help them with that.